there was a Vaishnav, our Sikha Guru. He was telling that when I came first in the touch of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, at that time, first my career, I used to sleep when chanting. So I discovered the way that upper side there was like this. I took a rope and tightened my sikha to there and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And if come, like this. The whole night doing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. After that we saw in his olden, always chanting, no mala, no harm, always chanting. He was very beloved of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami and very bosom friend to our Gurudev. All sannyasis used to tell him, Narhari Dada. Like Vinod Dada, they all used to, all senior Vaishnava and sannyasis used to tell my Gurudev, Vinod Dada, and him also, Narhari Dada. He was the mother of whole Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Prabhupada also used to call them that.
Yes, Narhari Dada. So, he used to do like that. If you are asleep, you can tie your this sikha to there and then eat it. And it should be done, anything. Always, when sleepiness or alasya means?
Laziness
coming. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And jumping. Jumping and doing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like this, Nidra will go away, sleeping. And then sit down. Remember Krishna past times. Damodar Leela, other Leela. Going?
Govardhan
Parikrama. Vrindavan Parikrama. Then?
When a man in the material world takes more interest in the materialistic way of life than in Krishna consciousness, he is considered to be in a diseased condition. The normal condition...
Almost all, we are like that. I think they are rare are like that. They are testing all these things. And they don't go towards worldly, how to maintain our life, how to be happy, how to have the very beautiful house and all other things. They don't go towards. How to make our love and affection so qualified? They only try for this.
The normal condition is to remain an eternal servant of the Lord. Jivera Swarupa Hoy Krishnara Nityadas. This healthy condition is lost when the living entity forgets Krishna due to being attracted by the external features of Krishna's Maya energy. This world of Maya is called Durashraya.
Durashraya.
Which means false or bad shelter. One who puts his faith in Durashraya becomes a candidate for hoping against hope. In the material world, everyone is trying to become happy, and although their material attempts are baffled in every way, due to their nescience, they cannot understand their mistakes. People try to rectify one mistake by making another mistake. This is the way of the struggle for existence in the material world. If one in this condition is advised to take to Krishna consciousness and be happy, he does not accept such instructions. This Krishna consciousness movement is being spread all over the world just to remedy this gross ignorance. People in general are misled by blind leaders. The leaders of human society, the politicians, philosophers, and scientists, are blind because they are not Krishna conscious. According to Bhagavad Gita, because they are bereft of all factual knowledge due to their atheistic way of life, They are actually sinful rascals and are the lowest among men. Namam duskritina mudha prabhadyante naradama. Maya prahrita jnana asuram bhavamashrita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender to me. Such people never surrender to Krishna, and they oppose the endeavor of those who wish to take Krishna's shelter. When such atheists become leaders of society, the entire atmosphere is surcharged with nations. In such a condition, people do not become very enthusiastic to receive this Krishna consciousness movement, just as a diseased person suffering from jaundice does not relish the taste of sugar candy. However, one must know that for jaundice, sugar candy is the only specific medicine. Similarly, in the present confused state of humanity, Krishna consciousness, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is the only remedy for setting the world aright.
Yeah. One thing. Once I took a stone and I throw it in a very big pond, like lake, 2 miles, 3 miles
diameter.
Abroad. Eh?
Diameter.
When I throw it, some webs
ripples
make round. What?
Ripples.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, ne? And touching the last kinara, end of the lake. Here, there, here, here, everything. If it is very nearer to one shore, from there, like this, everywhere in the lake we can see it. In this way, if anyone chant Hare Krishna, what becomes? It vibrates in the air. And it goes to end, to last end of the world. Not only this world, it covers whole universe. Swarga, Martha, Patal, it goes to Vaikuntha, unlimited. So all are touched by this. It purifies the whole atmosphere, whole world. I am singing here. Anyone very famous singer is
musician singer.
Musician is singing. And I am in the last end of world anywhere, having some machine there, and hearing and seeing him there. So if their machines are good, then it will vibrate more there, and they will clearly see. But those have no machine, then what they will do?
They could not hear.
But function will be go there. It will purify whole atmosphere in whole world. You know? If you chant more Hare Krishna, especially when in a
congregation.
And all are singing, this voice will go and atmosphere will be all purified. So don't think that it is useless to do kirtan. Even one is so much purified, so much. Like Gaur Kishore Das Awaji Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, or Narottam Thakur, or Rupa Goswami chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. What it will do? It has two functions, internally and outwardly. When we throw any stone in the water, we see outwardly some currents going everywhere, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 there. And if anything like doing those. But internally, it is a power who makes this. So if you chant, outwardly something will be seen, that here going, and affecting, making what? All atmosphere, but very purified. But internally what we should do? It will change your heart. Not only change your heart, but those who are in this whole atmosphere in the world, here chanting, but it will go everywhere and it will purify also heart and you develop Krishna brain. But we are not realizing, but it is working. No? So you should think that it is very powerful, this name. If you have no ruchi yet, again and again, doing, you will see that a test will come. Your heart will be shining, your Krishna prem will develop, and whole vatavaran, atmosphere will be very pure. So always think this very soundly. This world will not help you. Never. Don't go to test anything. Anything. Try to change your spirit and mood. This is Krishna consciousness. We see that how he is praising Krishna consciousness, Swamiji. But how living in this Krishna consciousness, even for long time, 20, 25 years, doing chanting, remembering, going here and there. But again they left it and went. Why? It must be some offenses. Or from beginning he had no test. He wanted to test worldly things and by means of Kirtan and Harigatha. They misused it. They don't want to develop Krishna prem. They wanted what? By this chanting, then all will come and respect me. And then I will test all worldly things very easily. All will do pranam to me. They will go give me what I will take, $1 lakh, $2 lakh. And then I will buy a car of $1 lakh. And then I will make my room of golden, all these things. And thus, deprived of what? So always think all these things. And chant only for developing Krishna, Krishna, Krishna consciousness. Being in Vrindavan, after that sloka will come. Then go on. The real disease is in heart.
The real disease is in the heart. If the mind is cleansed, however, if consciousness is cleansed, a person cannot be harmed by the material disease.
Material disease is nothing. We don't care for or worry for material diseases. They cannot do any harm. But these will do so much harm. We fear for only outer diseases, not for inner diseases, but we should do. And we should take all the diseases things, that disease will gradually develop.
To cleanse the mind and heart from all misconceptions, one should take to this chanting. One should take to this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is both easy.
They should take in legal process. Otherwise, it will not be fruitful. The outer diseases will go on. It will develop.
This is both easy and beneficial. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is immediately freed from the blazing fire of material existence. Hmm.
Those who are falling, chanting always. They say that I am chanting always 16 round. Or holy master has told this. By chanting and doing all day, here, there, preaching, everything. Why they are falling? What is the cause? We should think. We should think it. Why? There is some loophole. Certainly there is. We should try to discover and try to stop the leakage. Otherwise we can. Water will not be stored. All will go by these holes. So our water is going like this. So we should try to be careful for all these things.
Hmm. There are three stages in chanting the holy name of the Lord.
Hmm.
The offensive stage, the stage of lessening offenses, and the pure stage.
Yes.
When a neophyte takes to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, he generally commits many offenses. There are 10 basic offenses, and if the devotee avoids these, he can glimpse the next stage, which is situated between offensive chanting and pure chanting. When one attains the pure stage, he is immediately liberated. This is called Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. As soon as one is liberated from the blazing fire of material existence, he can relish the taste of transcendental life. The conclusion is that in order to get freed from the material existence, one must take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for creating an atmosphere in which people can take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. One must begin with faith.
Now, something is going wrong. Any devotees cannot go in that center. Why? If anyone chanting, you will go and tell that, we are coming from Narayan Maharaj here. And if we want to take darshan of deity and to hear Harikatha, or just go on. Bogus person. So it is a very worry thing. You should be always careful for this. So we will speak tomorrow. Now time is over. More than 1 hour?
5 minutes.
So we will finish it tomorrow. Our bahi aur bhitar dono ek saman hona chahiye.
Internal and externally we should be same.
One. Some politics behind. Oh, you are very good devotee. I know you. And when he goes away, then I am a very wicked person. Don't do this. Same. If he is very bad person, and if you have very good will for him to help him, you can advise him very politely. And if you are a very qualified person, and if you have some good will for him, then he will listen to your teachings. Otherwise, no, never. And be first purified your heart with first, and then try to do. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his life, brooming Gundicha Mantra. He was brooming more than anyone, and he was teaching all. So we should do like that. One kirtan should be done. So, our real disease is in our heart. And what is that heart disease? Siddha Roga. Srila Vyasadeva or Srila Sukadeva Goswami has cleared it. Here, in heart, so strong disease that Hrida Rog. Hrida Rog means Kama Rog. What is Kama Rog?
Lust.
Lust for worldly things. So if duplicity, hypocrisy,
to cheat
others, this motive is there. This is dangerous. Anyone is full of ignorance, he is weak, no harm. He should be sincere. And if a man is has so much duplicity and all these bad things, he cannot progress. Never. He may do 1 lakh aparinam, whole day doing all these things. But he will always try to cheat others by worldly things. To take money, to have praise, that his name and fame should worldly here and there for these things. Because he is not sincere. Especially the lust, Hridro. How it will go? Only there is one way. To chant name in the association of any higher Vaishnava who has cleaned his heart, whose heart is cleaned and purified. He has so much developed his Krishna prayer in his guidance always, obeying him, being in Vrindavan, if not by outwardly, inwardly, by mind he should be in Vrindavan. Then this heart will be clean. First bhakti will come and then heart will clean. Don't think that we will clear our heart, everything will go away, then bhakti will come. Never, it is not. This is not authentic siddhanta. When bhakti will come gradually and by the power of bhakti itself without any
effort.
This hritarog will go. Idancha Vishnu, na. Idancha Vishnu, Sraddhanvita. Anusriyat. Sraddhanvita, Anusriyat. Means with Sraddha, with great honor, sincerely. Anusriyat. Anusriyat means always, continuously hearing. How? With so much affection and love and honor. To be established in that always, continuously, without break. Then Anushya Athavarnayaja, and after that he is describing. What thing? It has been told in Ras Lila Prasanga at the last when Ras Lila was ended, stopped, and after that Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj. Those who will not hear, they must hear. The verb is that you must suniyat. If you are not doing sraman, not hearing, then it is like a offense. Because author is telling, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, Vyasa is telling, and you are not obeying, So you must hear. And after hearing, Suniyadata Barniyadja, Bhakti Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya. Then he will have bhakti first. And then Tilabhya Kamam. Then Kam comes. What Kam? Kam in the frame of Krishna. First will come. And all the hidarog, all bad desires, anything, ignorance, everything will go away. If you are not hearing the pastimes of Krishna, satang prasangamam varjya sambhidau, it is so powerful. Well, I am not to do anything else. Parikshit Maharaj never did anything. He only heard, and by this he went to Golok Vrindavan and served Krishna. So Anishuryat, you will have to hear this thing. And by this, you will know all tatts. Jiva tatta, maya tatta, Krishna tatta, yoga maya tatta, bhakti tatta, prem tatta, sadhan tatta, everything will know. And then gradually sadhan bhakti will come. After that bhava bhakti will come. And after that prem bhakti will come. And Krishna will be controlled by that very bhakta. If anyone is trying, only trying, but trying to give up this disease, but disease is grazing on, developing and developing. We should come in a proper process, and this is to hear. So he is saying, the disease in heart, if mind and heart is clean, everything is clean. Don't take 20 times bath in sea or anywhere. It will not do, because fishes live always in water and they are so much impure and they have so much durgandha. No? If a fish will come, jump from water and it will come, oh, very nonsense gandha will come. So always watching and doing, it will not do. To clear the heart is only medicine. What? Nibetta tarsai rupa giyamana bau sadhatra trimano bhirama kavuttam sloka gunanu vadat umanja virajeta pasu. This is the way. If he is Vishayi, he is coming, having so much desires, offensive, anything, bhakta, nirvisheshvadi, anyone, he should hear and chant name. That is the sloka in Bhagavata also, ki kami Vishayi, nirvedeva, harinam sankirtani saptika sreshta. Etat nirvidyamananam icchatam akuto bhayam yoginam nipanirnitam harer namanukirtanam harer nam harer nam harer nam keto darpan marjanam bhavu mahadavagrim. It will come from name. If we want that we should clear our heart, keto darpan marjanam bhavu mahadavagnirvapanam, we will do all these things and after that we will chant Harinam. Absurd. You should, what you are, in where you are situated, in what stage you are, kami vishayi bhogi, durjan, all you are, you should be, no harm. Be sincere and then chant Harinam in the guidance of any Vaishnava. Cheto marjanam bhavati, after that cheto marjanam is, it will go. Bhava mahadavagni, the fire of world will be
extinguished.
And all kinds of virtues will come. Vidya vadhu jivanam. Then, vidya vadhu jivanam. Who is Krishna? He is the jivanam of vidya rupi vadhu of Srimati Radhika. All vidya, essence is Srimati Radhika. He is Ladini Shakti. So without name, she will not come. Vidyapadu jivanam anandam buddhi vardhanam. The ocean of, endless ocean of ananda, pleasure will come. And then in there in webs we will play here and there, all always. And at last we will dive in ocean of love and affection. Never we will come to this mortal world. So begin Harinam where you are, from what is, and try to be sincere, not duplicitous. Don't want any money, vaibhav, or any worldly thing. But we will be strong for this only by chanting and remembering and hearing. First hear. If we are not hearing all these things, we will not be strong. So we should must hear and try to obey. The conclusion is that, what? In order to get free from material desire, you should read some. In 72nd slide. In conclusion it is that.
The conclusion is that in order to get free from the material disease, one must take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
Don't try all other things. Don't tell that we should clear and then we will chant Harinam. Nowadays this is going on. We should not Harikatha, we should not associate, we should clear our heart and then chant Harinam. Never. If we have not come, we have heard from this, we have not come to be in one stage forever. We should try to be from Kanishta to Madhyam, Madhyam to Uttam. If you are not trying and you want to be always, forever, eternally in Kanishta, it is good for you, you should be. But we will never wait for this. Always we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness. The key is in the hand of Uttam Vaishnava. So we should try to be in his association, always hearing. This will do very quickly. Go on.
The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for creating an atmosphere in which people can take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
But if we will make this this atmosphere of Krishna consciousness in quarreling ourselves, having no honor for any Vaishnava, no faith in anyone, then atmosphere will go on. It will be ruined. And another for new fide are those who are sincere, they will go out of this Krishna consciousness. Now it is going on. So we should try to reform us, to honor all Vaishnava. Those who will come, though very good atmosphere, we should chant Harinam. And if you are engaged in self, what? Bhog?
Enjoyment.
Others are not so foolish that they will not know. They will know. And thus they will hate and they will go away. Only the bogus persons will come, and first they will be there and they will make money, and after they will also go. So we should be like chaste bona fide Vaishnava, especially those who are preaching. They should be like this. So he wanted to do his Krishna consciousness movement especially meant for the creating an atmosphere in which people can take to the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. One must begin, what?
One must begin with faith. And when this faith...
What faith? What is faith here? What is faith? That My chanting of Krishna name will give everything in my whole life. My life will be successful. Then there will be no need of going to inner city, impersonal in your city. Only to go to the school of Gaurakshu Das Babaji Maharaj and Haridas in the university of enough. So Krishna can give anything in this world. We have seen Valmiki. He has faith in Krishna name and his life was successful. Agastya took one chillu of water. Water of sea, and he took all the water. Shankar and Brahma are doing all these things, functions, only by the grace of name grace. Swamiji Maharaj preached everywhere by the serving his holy master and preaching Krishna name and doing Krishna name. He was not worldly qualified. World has rejected him, his wife rejected him, his sons rejected him because he could not make any money. They all rejected him. But only name, in whole world he is worshipped by these things. We should try to be like that. That has to be. Like Haridas Thakur, he was bitten in 20 markets. And his blood went, flesh went, only bones were there, and still chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. The person who was beating him, he told that, Prabhu, you should die, otherwise my whole family will die. Told, oh, yes, I am dying. And he became like that person. They threw his body in Ganges. And they were now so satisfied and told to Kaji that, oh, we have done marvelous. And he now dead, we have fell, throw his body in Ganges. After 1 hour they saw Haridas Thakur again in so healthy and chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram
again chanting, and he came from the Ganges and went to his place. All there wondered how it became. He was there, no bone, nothing was there, and still he is coming like before, more healthy. Then they told that he is Jindapir. Jindapir means a person who is like demigod in his life. A man can be by his impressions, activities, after so many long time, long so births. But in lifetime he became like demigod. So, you know Agastya, he did like so. Ever told that my ex, she has taken, and he is not returning, and the bird was weeping. Valmiki, Agastya Rishi told to see, went to see and told, oh, she is so weeping, he has returned his ex. But he never heard. Then he took water and took it. Whole sea was dried, and that egg was given to them. So, you know that the history of Sanatana Goswami, he threw his chintamani in Jamuna and he was chanting Hare Krishna. He never remembered that I have a chintamani anywhere. No use, because there are so many chintamanis. What the chintamanis were? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So you will have a firm, strong belief that By name, everything can be achieved. Liberation, swarga, vaibhav, rajya, anything. Want to be president of not America only, but the whole world by chanting Hari Name. Have a strong faith on this. But we have no faith. When we go to serve Gurudev, 75 we keep in our pocket and 25 oh, giving. Gurudev does not know or not know. Krishna knows or not know. They are cheating Krishna and Gurudev. Why? How they will be successful in this? So have a faith on name. Then?
And when this faith is increased by chanting, a person can become a member of the society.
Hmm. How his mood was so high? And now he is saying, he will be very sad. That they are not honoring any Vaishnava. What to tell Kanishtha Adhikari? They are not going to honor anyone. So, we are
sending Sankirtan parties all over the world, and they are experiencing that even in the remotest part of the world, where there is no knowledge of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra attracts thousands of men to our camp.
Mm.
In some areas, people begin to imitate the devotees by shaving their heads and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra only a few days after hearing the mantra. Mm. This may be imitative, but imitation of a good thing is desired.
Mm.
Some imitators gradually become interested in being initiated by the spiritual master and offer themselves for initiation.
Mm.
If one is sincere, he is initiated.
If one is sincere, but if he is not sincere, he will be cheated. Who thinks that I have been, Gurudev has given mantra and I am initiated. Now I can initiate anyone. How process, he know, outwardly knows the process. He brings the tulsi, keeps there. He brings from market very, very big, big
mala.
Very big. Not only. Some when I get some smaller from market they away from Radhakund or anywhere of 500 rupees. Oh, big, big. I cannot take in my hand. They thought that by doing so, Krishna will at once come. Krishna cannot come in 100 rupees or anywhere. So, if any is sincere, he will chant on like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on his Gopin's ghat, anywhere. But even for us, Tulsi Mala is so sacred and powerful. We should try it. But don't use so many big. Smaller, not so big, not so small. Very easy. And try to take the mood of your Gurudev and serve him. His words, I took initiation and at same time, after some months I left my Gurudev and I became myself Guru. No, this is not initiation. So
one is sincere, he is initiated, and this stage is called Bhajana Kriya. One then actually engages in the service of the Lord by regularly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 16 rounds daily.
He has told, what is the meaning of 16 rounds before?
Minimum 16 rounds, nothing less.
To bring them in. And for Western country, devotees only, not for Indian. Guru never tells, we have not heard. we heard from only Swamiji, that 16 at least. Because they are always engaged in all these things. So far, they have no time at all. So at least you should chant 16. Then, that it means not that if you are chanting 17th, then you are doing offense. Some are thinking, they told me that it is a very big offense to disobey Swamiji because he has told that you should chant only 16. So don't do like this. Otherwise you will go in the party of Narayan Maharaj. He will tell that you should chant 1 lakh. Don't do, otherwise we will kick out.
Should I read what he said?
Yes.
What he said there about chanting?
No. Then no, perhaps all.
Chanting 16 rounds daily.